Bill. Thanks, everybody. And with the 16th pick in this year's draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Bill Curtis.
Aww.
That's the Listener Limerick Challenge coming up. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, President Obama hosted a Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, as I'm sure you know, at a state dinner. And in his honor, the president toasted Japan and thanked Japan for the gift of what?
Sake.
No.
Can I get a hint?
Well, when he said this, he showed, to indicate his amusement, a big smiling face on his phone.
Emojis.
Yes, he thanked the Prime Minister of Japan for the gift of emojis to the world, and manga, and karaoke as well. All right, no offense to Japan, fine country, but if the President of the United States is toasting your country at a state dinner, and that's the best praise he can come up with, don't you think you guys better step it up? You know, try to come up with something that isn't annoying.
Why is that annoying?
Well,
people want words.
Mainly because I am old and cannot make out what the damned things are.
I know, but it's sort of like being like an Indiana Jones archaeologist, where you're like looking at like
hieroglyphs.
Hieroglyphs were.
I'm just imagining Indiana Jones like staring at an ancient, you know, stele and saying, "I don't know what this ancient civilization was interested in, but it involves smiling piles of poop."
I don't think it's fair to blame Japan because. The happy face, I'm pretty sure it started
here. No, the happy face, that's an emoticon, that's different. The emoji are those little pictures that are all the rage.
No, I understand that, but aren't they basically in the same DNA?
Like the original emoji was like a happy face,
yeah.
And then it got out of hand.
Yeah.
Like, it was like happy face with heart eyes.
Then they got happy butt.
And happy
then
they butt, got, yeah. And then happy poo face, yeah. And then a dolphin, and then puppies, and then a drumstick.
The Prime Minister got back at Obama for thanking America for providing Japan with the Kardashians, heart disease, and syphilis. Brian, Stephen Hawking, the world-famous scientist, was the first man to theorize the existence of black holes. Well, in his latest discovery, he says that there might be, an alternate universe in which what is true?
Give me a hint.
I'll give you a hint. In the grand universal theory of everything, there is more than one direction.
It's nothing to do with that boy band.
It does have something to do with that boy band.
No. In another universe, Zach is still in One Direction?
Yes, it's Zane, but I'll give it to
Zane?
You. Zane Malik. Stephen Hawking theorized that there could be another universe in which Zane Malik is still in One Direction. During a Q&A with an audience in Cambridge University, Hawking said there may be many universes other than our own, and in one of those universes, Zayn Malik never left that boy band.
You can say that about the Backstreet Boys, Michael Jackson, anything.
Wouldn't it be awful if this alternate universe theory turned out to be true and we were able to travel to these alternate universes and they all had terrible boy bands?
All had terrible boy bands.
Or even worse, what if there was only one alternate universe and we went there and the only difference was Zayn Malik was still in One Direction? Yeah. We're here in another dimension in which that's it. PJ, the search for two missing women who have been lost in the woods of northern Michigan for 2 weeks is finally over. They're safe and sound. They were able to survive in the woods, in the snow, on what?
Gee, Peter, I have not got a clue. Snow and wood?
If only. We'd all be better off. No, their camping kit contained Do-si-dos, tagalongs, thin mints.
Girl Scout cookies.
Yes, Girl Scout cookies. They survived 2 weeks by eating slowly so as to savor them 8 boxes of Girl Scout cookies. Weirdly, they couldn't figure out how to get out of the woods or signal for help or start a fire, so it proves that eating Girl Scout cookies does not give you the power of Girl Scouts. Pity that. We guess, what really happened here. They probably could have made their way out, but they realized they had a great excuse to just sit around and eat nothing but Girl Scout cookies.
Like, in all that nature and the views
That's
and
awesome.
The cookies.
It's like, hey, I can see the Walmart. Hush, Pam. We are lost.